Of pussy on the track like that. With pussy on the mic, take a bite. New shows weekly every Saturday. Talking that real shit in a real way. Featuring star-studded celebrity interviews. Have a look and listen, vibing to this groove. This your host, Mads, looking a damn fool. Here in the Wolf Den, we ain't got no rules. What it is, how you feeling, how you living, how you being. Welcome to another episode of Wolf Pussy Monologues. I'm your host, Max. So glad to be back on the mic one more time with all my Wolf Pack friends. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're feeling all right. We are in April of 2024. That is bonkers to me because it seemed like just yesterday we were all scrambling to pay our rent and have a Christmas. And here we are in April and shit. Man, so much has happened. So many have lost their lives. Just craziness. It's almost like the cycle of life has sped up. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't moving as slow as it used to. It's like everything is at a real fast pace. Motherfucker get pregnant, boom, they had the baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild. Motherfucker get a boyfriend, boom, they get married. Like, everything is so expedited lately. I really do feel like, I don't know, man. We might be out this motherfucker real quick. I don't know. Universe is talking weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I ain't the only motherfucker, but it seems like, fuck, time going by super fucking fast. Anywho. How you doing? How your mama doing? Hope you had a great week. Hope you're feeling good and shit. Today's Wolf Pussy News consists of them exotic pets. Yeah, everybody gets a turn in the Wolf Den. And today is the exotic pet owner's turn. Okay? Now, I love cute furry shit too. You know what I'm saying? Not pussies. But I love cute furry animals too. You know what I'm talking about? Especially when they babies and shit and they cute and helpless and, they run up to you out the blue. Because you hear a lot of stories about people who be on a hike or rolling down a highway or some fuck shit that they put on the timeline. You know what I'm saying? And they, came across a bobcat. Oh, a baby bear. You know what I'm saying? Oh, a baby sloth. Oh, I came across a finger monkey. It fell out his nest and his mother was dead. And I saved them. Look, we got wildlife sanctuaries for them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because, domesticated animals are domesticated for a reason. You know, if a motherfucker ain't domesticated, 9 times out of 10, you can't give them domesticated rules. You know, dig what I'm saying? Like, for example, it's a motherfucker on Instagram, probably a few motherfuckers, but I seen a motherfucker on Instagram who has, they found, quote unquote, they found a baby puma in the wild and they saved it and they raised it as their own house cat. And I'm just like, well, damn, I don't know about you, but if I was a wild beast, if I was a wild animal, I would appreciate being in my wild animal element. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go wild and sharpen my claws on your couch. I need a tree stump. You know, I'm a big cat or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. I don't know. I'm just saying, the shit is cute. These motherfuckers are cute. You know what I'm saying? But there's some of them that's not. And I really don't even understand why motherfuckers think that these little monkeys and shit is cute. I'm here to tell you, man. I don't give a fuck if it's a finger monkey, an arm monkey, a back monkey. I don't give a fuck how young that motherfucker is. I don't give a fuck if you help the mother monkey give birth to this little motherfucker. You can't tell me that ain't the ugliest little motherfucker you ain't looked at around this motherfucker, man. Like, Some animals only really truly only got a face a mother could love. That's why they mothers love their little asses. But that ain't. I'm sorry, these motherfuckers is not cute. They're not. I don't go. They're not. They're weird little creatures that don't sit still, and they investigate you and all of your belongings and everything on you and about you and shit. And I'm just like, so this little ugly motherfucker sitting on top of my head and back of my neck, going through my hair, pulling out dandruff. I don't know what the fuck they be pulling out motherfuckers and scalps and shit. Cause I don't have too many particles just sitting in my scalp where a motherfucker just sit up there and just be pulling out shit. You know, so I'm really wondering what the fuck they're pulling out. Do you have fleas? Is that why people get monkeys to help pull out the fleas out your fucking scalp? Because that's what they do in the wild, right? You know what I'm saying? They're grooming the other monkeys and shit. And 9 times out of 10, they're taking bugs out the fur. Hence your hair. I mean, somebody to help me understand this shit. What the fuck is the fascination with these little ugly motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? I can't get with the monkey phase. I just can't do it. If the God forbid I find a monkey all willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying, while I'm rolling down Western or some shit, or even on vacation, I'm not taking your little ugly ass home with me. So, what? I can't understand why this shit is such a big deal with people. I mean, if you want to rescue a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, rescue somebody that, you know, rescue a motherfucking human. You know, they got wildlife centers for these little motherfuckers, man. You ain't nobody told you to go run your punk ass out there to rescuing exotic pets and animals and shit, taking them home. The fuck is wrong with you? Weird. That's weird activity right there. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, it's dangerous. You know? Why the fuck you want something whose face is bigger than your face to be your pet? You know, generally, that's how I outweigh my pets. You know what I'm saying? If your face is bigger than my face, that's probably not going to be a good fit. Because that means you whoop my ass. You can't have no pet, and the motherfucker pet can whoop your ass at any given moment. That's not a pet. That's a roommate. You know what I'm saying? That's a motherfucker that just wait. That's a cellmate. How about that? That's not a pet. That's a fucking cellmate. Because when shit go down, that cellmate whooping your ass. You know what I'm saying? They have a bad dream. They waking up whooping your ass. Fuck all that mommy, daddy, goo goo, gaga shit. This shit. A bear is a bear. You know what I'm saying? Now look, yeah, animals, they create bonds and shit with people and shit that raise their ass from bottle feeding and whatnot and all that good shit y'all like to do. But I tell you one thing, let some apocalyptic shit hit and you can't get to the store or whatever the fuck you was getting their fucking food supply from, and now it's just you and them. Who the fuck gonna survive that? It ain't gonna be your hug a care bear ass. It's gonna be the bear. Dumb motherfuckers. I don't know. And that's another motherfucker that ain't cute when they babies. Them goddamn bears. Them motherfuckers look like they got Down syndrome, dog. I'm just saying. How the fuck the goddamn animal look like they got Down syndrome is beyond me, but them motherfucking baby bears look like they got problems in their chromosomes and shit. So, yeah, that's one. Two, you know what I'm saying, they're heavy as fuck. So, you finna bottle feed this heavy motherfucker that's looking at you and shit with these, is looking at you and shit, all, you know what I'm saying, how they be looking. Then they get grown, and because they haven't killed your punk ass, because you are a steady supply of food, you're not their fucking friend, you dumb shit. They don't even make friends with their own kind. So why the fuck do you think they're finna make friends with your ass? They might be cool with their sibling, their litter mate, maybe. But again, the shit hit the fan, it's gonna be a fight, and the shit is not gonna be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I think the biggest issue with exotic pets is you fucking up their quality of life. Unless you just big willy boss hog around this motherfucker. Do you have enough space for that motherfucker to roam? Because we talking about animals that roam the Serengeti and shit during different climate changes. So your punk ass backyard or your little 100 acres is not really doing them too much justice. You undig me? These motherfuckers is used to going, you know? And here you are, oh, I rescued it, so I'm going to raise it. You ain't rescued shit, and you fucking disabled this motherfucker. That's my opinion. I feel like motherfuckers that intervene in the plan for wild, you know what I'm saying? You're disabling the wild instinct of the fucking animal that you quote-unquote are saving. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason in the world why you couldn't just pull over to the side of the road, call the nearest wildlife agency to have their ass pick the motherfucker up. You'll call the motherfucker to come pick up a pit bull. Come pick that little motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody ask you to rescue no fucking sloth. Ain't nobody gonna hit that slow motherfucker. They don't want to fuck up their car. So they gonna have to wait till he cross. Who the fuck are you? Mary Poppins? I mean, what the fuck is that? And speaking of being big willy-nilly all like that you just got it, how much do it cost to raise a fucking exotic animal? Just regular pets. These motherfucking prices is outrageous. And don't let the motherfucker get sick or need some goddamn medical attention. What the fuck are you paying for an extraction on a puma? Can you even go anywhere and get something like that done? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, why? What is the fucking purpose? So you can just be like, you know what I got? I have a puma. Raised it since he was a little cub. The fuck, you want a cookie? Who are you, Tarzan? What is that? What is the fascination with fucking exotic pets? Just to say who? Guess what I have at my house? I have a 12-foot boa constrictor, all gold and yellow. Do you know? Mm-hmm. So have you always been suicidal, motherfucker? Why the fuck is that a great thing? This is, I have this warthog in the backyard. Like, dude, get a grip. Rescue a puppy. Get a goldfish. Why we got to go there with the exotics? Almost everyone that's had an exotic has had some type of accident or fatality. Like, dude, do you really want to be part of that statistic? And for all you motherfuckers out there that's, no, that's not true. I'm going to tell you like this. Statistics show, motherfucker. Statistics show, I'm going to say it twice because no, it's nice, nigga. That exotic pets that are kept in captivity, the motherfuckers' lifespans are shortened. So because you want to be Helper Helpington, you know what I'm saying, and rescue this wild animal and take him in your house like a dumb shit, you're cutting life off their fucking supposed lifespan. People be thinking they're helping, but you really got to understand what you're doing sometimes may be a hindrance. You stupid motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. Now, what about these illnesses, right? What's to say, because you know shit pop up like weeds and shit, what's to say you don't develop something that's not harmful to humans, but harmful to pets? You know what I'm saying? Harmful to that species that you call yourself saving. Or vice versa. What if they develop something in their saliva while they're licking you and giving you kisses and love because of your bond? You know what I'm saying? And they pass something to you, and now your fucking tongue has fell out your fucking mouth, your skin is falling off, and you don't even understand what happened because you haven't left the country. No, but you've been tongue-kissing your pet puma. I'm just saying. Things happen. Gotta be fucking careful. I really think that people that have these exotic pets, it's not because you want to show off the much money you got. I think they really are just attention whores. They just need to do the next best thing to be seen and talked about. Do something else. You know what I'm saying? Just do something else. You know, because I just really feel like it's a hindrance to that species to go from wildlife to fucking roofs and ceilings and cabinet doors. It's dumb. Just because a cabinet made out of wood don't mean it's as good as a tree, because it's not. You know what creature tripped me out? That Komodo dragon, that real big, the black one, the motherfucker that get real big and creepy looking. And then when it's full grown, it look like it's straight out of a fucking nightmare. And these motherfuckers be taking pictures with these big bitches like, well, if you're not a licensed handler. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. You're a licensed handler. Handle that motherfucker in its natural habitat is my argument. Don't handle the motherfucker in your bathroom, in your bathtub. That, no. No. Certain animals are not meant to know what porcelain feels like. Just saying. Man. I just never understood that whole exotic pet phase that people go through where they just really desperate to have something no one else has or not many people have. For what? You can't even afford to take care of this motherfucker. Stop it. Leave them motherfuckers in where they be at. Yeah. I mean, really, it's laws in place for a reason. Because guess what? If you keep taking certain creatures out their natural habitat, then you fuck up the ecosystem of the habitat to which you're trying to adapt them to. You stupid fucking fuck. You know what I'm saying? Go get a goddamn, go adopt a fucking dog. Go adopt a rabbit. You want something exotic? Go get a bearded dragon out of fucking Petco. I don't fucking know. But it's plenty of other things you can put your money on besides fucking raising some shit that might outlive you. That's another thing about exotic pets. You know, even though you shorten their lifespan, they could be of a type of species that's known to outlive a human's lifespan. So here you go, getting this motherfucker while you were an adult and they're a baby. Who's going to make it to the grave first? If you're not buying up their dinner or some shit. You know, it's just, I just strongly believe that people need to leave shit alone and stop trying to be seen all the motherfucking time. That's what I think it boiled down to. I mean, did you motherfuckers not learn anything from the famous handlers? You know what I'm saying? A lot of famous handlers, people that, you know, handle different exotic animals and shit. How did they die? Exactly. We gonna end on that note. I'm so glad y'all rocking it with me in the Wolf Den and shit. I appreciate it. Y'all please tune in next week, because as always, Most Sense and Shenanigans rolling out this motherfucker. We gonna talk about, and I don't want nobody to get mad. Okay, off top, don't get mad. Get glad locked. Alright? But we're going to talk about the I'm dumb syndrome in kids, okay? Now look, a lot of you parents, y'all real sensitive about your offspring and shit. And I can wholeheartedly, I empathize with you. I really do. But it's a syndrome that some kids suffer from. And they utilize this I'm dumb thing to their advantage. And we're going to talk about it next week. Y'all stay safe, stay out the way, stay out them streets. Understand me? Don't forget we got Wolf Pussy merch, wolfpussymonologues.com. Check it out. You might like it. Tune in next week. Stay out the way, stay out them streets. Love, peace, and air grease. Wolf Pussy out.